Today, mortgage stress held steady in August 2019. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. For the first time since 2015, the overall level of mortgage stress did not rise significantly in August, according to our latest research, which of course is based on our rolling 52,000 household surveys. That said, the proportion of households whose cash flow is under pressure when servicing their mortgages remains elevated at 32.1% of all borrowing households, and this is still a record high. And average household debt-to-income ratios continue to rise, reaching 189.7 according to recent RBA data. This ratio, reported quarterly, includes all households, not just those borrowing, and of course SMEs as well. For the one-third of households borrowing, the average ratio is at 550, according to our data. Banks are still willing to write loans above six times income in some circumstances, and the combination of lower mortgage rates and the tax refunds, plus some more significant wage increases in some sectors, helped to stabilise the results. The total number of households in stress is now 1,082,000, compared with 1,080,000 last month. And we continue to see households across our segments coping with the financial pressures resulting from large mortgages, flat incomes, and rising costs. And there are a growing number of older households in difficulty. Across the states, pressure is rising in New South Wales and Victoria as the broader economic trends deteriorate. And the trajectory of employment and underemployment will be critical ahead. Relatively speaking, losses remain higher in Western Australia, where the economy has been in the doldrums for several years, but it is plausible that we will see economic weakness spreading. The construction sector is under pressure, and job losses are expected to rise ahead. Mortgage stress is not just concentrated in the main urban centres, we continue to see signs in regional centres as well. The current top 20 postcodes by mortgage stress shows that Liverpool, postcode 2170, has the highest count, followed by postcode 6065 in Western Australia. Another way to look at the top 20 is by the count of defaults, and here Cranbourne in Victoria, postcode 3977, comes at the top of the list, and it's followed by 6210 from Western Australia, which includes Mandurah. Many on the list are in the urban fringe, where there has been high rates of construction, often on small plots. And the peak of distress is coming from households who bought in 2015 and 2016, before the lending standards were tightened. But it is also the case that the journey many households take from stress, then to severe stress, and then to default, is one which can play out over years, not months. And finally, just to close this out, as I often say, households can begin to tackle mortgage stress by firstly drawing up a cash flow so that you understand what money is coming in and what money is going out. Once you've got that cash flow, you can then select and prioritise appropriately. And of course, banks are required to help in cases of hardship. So if a household is in financial difficulty and are having problems with the mortgage, they should reach for the lender and talk to them about what can be done. The risk for many households is ignoring the early signs and then getting in deeper, ever deeper into debt. And by the way, refinancing to a new mortgage doesn't necessarily solve anything. It might actually make things worse in the long run. So mortgage stress is still alive and well, and many households would do well to recognise it and to tackle it. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.